Even though I said before, rather cryptically, that we don't really speak to one another during the week, I may have embellished that a little bit. And we may have the kinds of relationships in which we text funny things to each other kind of on the regular. But one of those funny things...
Can I say something? My dream is to text something funny to you while you are teaching a class and interrupt it. Like that... If I ever succeeded that, will you please let me know?
Oh, I would take it. I've probably taken your text in class before. In fact, I know I have.
If I can make you laugh out loud in the middle of class, it would be
this would have done it. So you send me the link to this thing, and you're like, check this out. So I watch it, and I text you back some stuff, including which was, is this a satire? Question mark. Because honest to gosh... I consider myself like a moderately funny person, but I could not have made anything funnier visually than what we just saw. Like, that's better than anything I could do, right?
Yes, and so for listeners...
Yeah, we should probably say what we just saw.
We will drop this video into the show notes for this episode so you too can enjoy this visually and not just our description of it. It was spectacular.
Baby, tell our listeners what we're talking about.
Me or Ted?
You know what? Whoever wants to
I'm
answer.
I'm kind of speechless.
I mean, we're talking about something that they haven't seen.
All right, I'm just going to start, and I want to. I'm just going to kind of spew some visuals. You guys add to this, okay? So, I saw a huge arena with lots of pyro, and by that I mean like fires shooting out of the ground.
Also other like Rambo shooting guns.
Rambo shooting guns.
It looked like Chuck Norris, sort of. Actually.
Dude, let me just tell you this: vis-a-vis Sojourner's
this current climate.
Sojourn East is so tasteful to have us here gratis for this event. And one of the things I love about this environment is that there's no flames shooting up out of the floor of the stage. And there's no dudes on the stage shooting guns up into the air.
To be fair, I like any stage that doesn't involve guys shooting guns. Like,
absolutely.
That seems like a no-go for a good stage.
That kind of goes without saying. But,
right.
Sojourn East has done us one better. And they have put moss in a frame... on the wall for me.
There's a fern in that one.
So if this is, what are they calling this? Like the bigger man conference, the stronger men's conference. Stronger men's conference. I feel like this stage scenario with the moss on the wall and the little throw rug here, this is the anti-stronger man stage. And let me just say, I like it.
The safer men's conference.
Safer men's conference. Sensitive man's conference. So, what else did we see, man? We got some fire. We've got a guy shooting
monster
guns.
Monster trucks were involved.
We've got monster trucks involved.
As
sure.
were motocross motorcycles.
Freestyle motocross. Yeah, doing a little backflips. MMA. We get a little Rambo.
We got a little cage fighting.
It was a dunk contest. Fighting. It looked like maybe off of a off of a trampoline.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, too, boys. I feel like I saw some guys like doing that thing where you slide down the rope from like a
rappelling?
High point.
Yeah, that sliding down the rope thing.
The sliding down the rope thing. Yeah. So. They were
that
sliding
painful.
Ostensibly out of the rafters of the arena, right down onto the
anything
the
ones that shooting you can guns possibly those think of that guys. Makes you a man. That's what we saw on that screen about one
I didn't
ago.
See any red meat. I feel like that they missed that stereotype.
No, that, well, they haven't. They just didn't put that up. That's the raw and, red eating meat contest that they have.
I missed that one.
Conference.
And, oh, there were also NFL superstars, so we've got football involved.
Oh, most definitely.
And there was bro hugs.
A lot of bro hugs.
Every speaker was shouting.
Every speaker was shouting, which makes it not unlike
dude,
the movie.
Dude, what about all the worship leaders like doing their hops?
They were doing the hops.
Oh, yeah.
The slow motion
and the
hops.
One dude did like the splits in the air, the very
dude, and guess what? That
thing.
Wasn't even slowed down. That's literally how they're able to do it.
Yeah.
They jump up, and they just sort of freeze and then just come back.
It's very Matrix-y.
I'll tell you what, man. Vis-a-vis that guy, I don't know who that gentleman is who did the splits on
gentleman might be a little generous.
That did not look like. I mean, if you were to put me in a room with a bunch of guys and say, which one do you think would do the splits?
Yeah, it would not be.
It would
that
not
guy.
Be that guy.
Right.
But so, seriously though, all kidding aside, man, I know we like to laugh on this program.
Yeah,
but
that's
hats
legit.
Off to that gentleman.
Yeah, hats off.
He's
take
done
your hat
some,
off, pipe. Hats off, man.
Dude, he's done impressive. Some stretching. He's done some flexibility work. So
we didn't.
I don't want that to
I'm
get
sure
lost.
He iced,
in.
I'm sure he iced down afterwards. That looked painful.
I don't want that to get lost in all this. So. Boys, serious question, though, and I'm going to lay it on Big R, Man of the Cloth, first. What do you think about this as a paradigm for
I thought you were about to say as a parody. And I was like, excellent.
I know what I think about it as a parody of manhood, but yeah. as a paradigm of manhood.
Dude, it's sometimes things, you know, life is hard sometimes, especially when you just come back from sabbatical.
Yeah, like when you've had to work a week and a half. Oh,
right,
it's tough.
Been tough.
You know what? Let's just take a minute and appreciate that.
And then
that.
You get home and you're greeted with the Stronger Man's Conference, and then you just think, oh, some things are so easy. Some things are so incredibly easy. What was your question, Big T?
What do you think of that? Is like so this is being packaged and sold as like this is a paradigm for Christian man. This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Right?
Only for the stronger men.
Only for the stronger men.
So dude, this is what I think about, right? This is what I think about. So I came up in an era where this is what the youth group became, dude.
What?
Like, this is what it became.
Lay that on me, because my youth group was not like that.
I didn't have motocross at my youth group.
No, man. It was this thing where, like, the youth group...
I would have gone a lot more often.
The youth group started, like, ramping up to where they started bringing in people. Pretty soon, you know, you got guys, like, ripping phone books. Like, anything
to get the
kids
all... Oh, dude, we had the phone
book guy.
That was awesome.
Anything to get the kids all jacked up, right?
Dude, one of the guys I went to college with is a phone book guy.
Do you think the power team are part of this in any way? Have you guys ever seen the power team?
Dude, I think this is, like, the power team's grandkids. Like, they're putting this stuff on right now.
This is like... Okay, got it. So that was like the seeds of this
thing.
Yeah,
it was the seeds of it.
Okay.
Which is just literally crazy. So this is all I ever wonder when you see things like that. So they got this board and they got all these dudes, you know, and they're like bulging and they're like behind a table like this. And at some point, like some dude doesn't step up and go, guys, are we going to do this? Or should we, like, I don't know. Like, the Rambo thing is weird. Is that, like, should we get the MMA guy? Like,
if they do that,
freestyle
everybody
else. Motocross, I mean, like, where do we, like, I don't know. Should we get a guy that's like, should we get like a poet in there? Like what point does somebody get in there with some rational thought?
At that point, everybody in the boardroom looks at them, yells, shut up. O'Doyle rules.
All right, Piper, I've got a question for you.
At what point does somebody say, I don't care what you want to do, Stephen Furtick, we're not going to do a conference like this anymore, you know? I mean, for real, man.
He didn't pass the splits test. He couldn't do this conference.
Baby, I think the question is, why isn't Ferdy, like, one of the main stage speakers at this thing?
He's cycling off roids right now.
Oh, all right,
Give him a year.
A lot of strength there, not a lot of flexibility. Piper, my question to you is, if you do this kind of an event, if you do this kind of show annually, how do you continue to level it up? So if you do it in 2018, you have to do it again in 2019. My idea was take a dude and feed him to a lion at the conference.
Or dude, like, next time we're going to see somebody literally die.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Well, no, or just not necessarily die. Like,
would that be a good thing? Would that be a nice activity for the conference?
I think it'd be rad.
It's like,
okay,
it's
we
like,
got snacks in the back, we got gift bags, and we got a dude dying
snacks,
here.
And then we've got snacks for lions right here. Yeah.
I mean, dude, it should just go like a Roman Colosseum, like lion, right? I mean, it's like the next step up from that.
Well, I think you're onto something. I think it's sort of, you become like the Hunger Games. Like the strongest man is the one who makes it out of here. So grab your bat, grab your lead pipe, grab your, you know, whatever it is, and like, here we go. That guy's going to be screaming something about the Bible at you. You guys are going to be beating each other in the head.
Are going to be guys just beating each other with lead pipes to the gospel.
It became a mashup of like the Hunger Games and Clue. A lead pipe and a candlestick.
And then a blood spattered Mark Driscoll walks out and just like drops two heads.
Yeah.
Just, I'm out. Back to the Trinity Church.
Exactly. All right, serious question, Piper. You've done good radio here because this brings up more questions than answers. My next question is, in a Hunger Games scenario, all right, in a Hunger Games scenario of reformed dudes, and let's just say pure Hunger Games, so not Hunger Games Clue mashup with a candlestick in the observatory, but pure Hunger Games. Fight to the death, reform dudes, in a Hunger Games world, who wins? Taking into account their psyches, their personas, their ability to like...
Is it just like the T4G guys? Is it like the broader reform? Like,
let's go one ring out from the T4G guys.
So like TGC.
Honest to gosh, I don't even know what they are. But T4G,
let's see.
TGC, yeah.
So taking into account their physical abilities, their psyches, the general like
their connivingness,
fierceness,
their fierceness, their ability to like team up. What's the word? There's a word for that. But
oh man, this is a tough one because it's really hard to imagine any of them making it.
I disagree, man. Some of those guys
really?
are
I mean, there's a lot of conniving.
Oh, a lot of conniving.
Clever.
Ooh, yes.
But like not a lot of
physicality. Maybe,
yeah, I was gonna say it'd be a lot of like smothering someone in their sleep. Like, I don't see a lot of brawling amongst that crowd. Who would you pick?
I tell you, man. A couple of people come to mind.
All right.
One is Platy, because he seems really intense, and also because he seems like he was a high school wrestler. I can neither confirm nor deny that he was a high school wrestler, but he has a high school wrestler-y persona
to me. He does, man. He has that, like, Platy has that, like, high school wrestler haircut, that buzz
cut. He's got a high school wrestler, like, his wife does that in the kitchen once a month, you know?
And he kind of looks all kind of buff, man.
He's a little buff.
Dude, Platy, are you here tonight, dude?
Platy's doing some strength. He's doing some strength work.
Platy's not here.
Not too much, though. Platy doesn't want you to think that it's all about his physique and his looks. But underneath
if he wrestled
that golf
in
shirt,
high school, was he like wrestled at like 102, 119?
He was 102. Like, he was 119. He was 119.
Like the little scrawny dude.
He went to like semi-state at 119, but nobody really knew about it. You know, gotcha. He doesn't talk about it a lot.
They called him Little David Platt.
Yeah. So I'm going Platy. I'm going Matty Chan. Okay, here's why.
Oh, dude.
Matty Chan is very tall. And Matty Chan looks to me like he played, he was a post player on his high school basketball team. He wasn't the star, but he was like he was the secondary guy. You know what I mean? Like there was a cocky point guard who like wore his hat backwards and kind of sagged his shorts.
Yeah,
flat brimmed situation. And then there was Matty Chan. Matty Chan was like he wore the khakis and the golf shirt and
but
stuff
to school.
But I
feel like the old guys would all gang up on him right away. They'd be like, that's a threat. Let's take him out.
Okay, so if we're going Platy in the young guy division, who comes out?
It's in the reformed world, on that scale, it's kind of like an old football player is 34.
Yeah.
A young reformed dude is 44.
44, yeah. 44 and under is the young guy division. So we're going Platy for that. Who are we taking out of the old guy division?
I put my money on my dad. He's crazy.
Ooh. Talk about that. Crazy how? Scrappy? He's scrappy, isn't he?
He's fierce. You don't piss him off. Trust me. Been there.
There's no quit in him, is there?
No.
Yeah.
No, he's like frothing at the mouth competitive. The old guy division. I mean, like, Tim Keller wouldn't stand a chance against
Timmy K's too sweet. He's got a sweet, soft heart.
No, he'd be like, now let's reason this out.
Timmy K's arty, man. Timmy K's way too arty, man. The turtleneck, the sport coat. You know what I mean?
Timmy K would be like that. He'd be like the little girl that everybody liked that they killed off in the first one. You know what I mean? And I mean that in the nicest possible way because I love
that. Because everybody liked her. MacArthur would be like.
I'm hearing that.
He's ageless. He's like 80 and he's sort of like the undead at this point. I think he's unkillable.
I think he played college football too, if I'm not mistaken.
He did?
He played with like Red Grange, right?
he might have invented college football. I'm not
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. Exactly. He was in the room when Newt Rockne gave the speech about the Gipper.
That's right.
Pipe, what if you sent your pops like stronger men's and said, hey, I just had a few ideas for you for the next desiring guy.
Just be like, Dad, listen, I got an invite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know if you can do anything with this. I mean, some good ideas here. I don't know, man.
Thumbs up.
You
know,
got to be relevant and, you know, all that stuff.
Engage the culture. I don't know.
Relevant magazine. Yeah.
Here's what's crazy, man.
Every word I say now, I'm going
to
do this.
I literally just blanked for a second trying to picture his response. I came up with nothing. I have no idea. Like, I don't even think he would register that event.
If he had to fill one of the roles in that, which guy would he be? If he had to be one of the guys in that promo video, which role is John Piper
Dude,
filling?
I see him as being the worship guy with the splits, man. Just straight up levitate for four seconds, drop down, man.
Like Yoda.
The guy behind the snare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Snaring up, yeah.
Because that's what we need is we need 19 guys on snares during
Isn't it like
the,
this, like Tito Puente, you know?
Yeah. The stronger men's
Am guys. I right?
Yeah.
Which guy would you be, Piper? Oh. If you had to be a persona from that video, from Stronger Man, who would you be?
The screaming speaker is the best one because he gets all the money. The rest of the guys just look like
fools.
Dude,
there you go. Yeah.
They paid that guy like $25,000 to show up and yell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
That's not a bad day's work.
No.
You know? Big R, what about you?
Oh, baby, I don't know, man. I'm barely allowed to watch that.
Ronnie's the bro hugger.
I mean, I'm barely allowed to watch stuff like that.
That dude had really nice hair, and it was a very, like, big, warm, congenial hug.
He's wearing, like, four jackets.
Dude, that's so, like, abhorrent to me. I'm barely allowed. I shouldn't even be part of this app right now. You know what I mean? It's so crazy.
I saw you tap out when we started talking Hunger Games.
Yeah, he just said the word tap out. I don't even know what that means. See what I mean? That's how lost I am on all that kind of stuff. I don't even know what that means.
Big R, let me give you another little nugget of small-town advice, okay? I want to use this time. This is not just entertainment. This is
education.
This is education, the more you know, all right? This is integrating you into small-town middle American life because that's the life that I came out of.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to make a suggestion. Don't say yes or no right now. But if you could be any guy in that video, I'm going to suggest being double Uzi guy. Here's why, okay?
Rambo?
Rambo, yeah. But in your demographic, I mean, there's, you know, people like their guns. I feel like that could buy you some cachet in that market.
Yeah.
Are you, is this registering at all?
It is.
Give me a little something.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Okay. He said not yes or no, but that doesn't mean like blank face.
I just want to know that you're listening to what I'm saying.
I like what you're saying. I'm going to consider it.
Okay.
And maybe I'll shoot something up that we can put on the
You could also podcast. Be MMA guy. Like that could also work.
Again, it's getting into that whole football thing with everybody.
No, MMA is not football.
Half naked and
rolling around with one another.
Like this masculine sport where everybody's wearing tight clothing. I don't get that.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's weird for me.
It's tough for you.
It's weird for me.
You know what I do get, man? I get appreciation for our listeners. And I love these listeners. I love that they came out. And I want to reward them with some more free stuff from us. And then I want to hear from Piper about our sponsors. But let's do the free stuff thing first. And on the level of free stuff, it's hard for me to talk about. I had an experience at the last live show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about it. And
it's
I want
to get it off your chest.
Can I trust you, though, to be supportive? I mean, is this still going to be a safe room for me, or are you going to make jokes at my expense?
Well, I mean, it's going to be
safe. Vis-a-vis what happened last time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, are you going to get around to it?
Here's what happened. I came into the last Together for the Rant with certain expectations. I think it's safe to say that.
Maybe that was your problem. You had expectations.
I did, and you know what? In spite of myself, I'm so jaded and I'm so cynical, Piper, but I still, like, deep down, I get these expectations. And I came to the event. It was very fun. It was lavish. It was decadent. I felt loved. But one way in which I didn't feel loved was that people brought a bunch of free stuff for you and Ron. And by a bunch, I mean one thing for each of you.
Which is infinitely more than somebody else got.
It felt like a bunch. It felt like you had stacks of Christmas presents and I had nothing on Christmas morning.
Poor Oliver Twist.
Which should be the premise for your next holiday-themed book, by the way.
It's already written.
Yeah. Feel you use that. The rights are yours.
Consider it done. The Christmas present.
Call it Little Teddy's present.
It's called The Christmas Present.
Oh, that's strong. Yeah.
Hold on. No, I'm not lying. I'm writing a novel right now. It's literally called The Christmas Present.
I love it. I would read that.
Carry on, Big T.
I would read that. So here's how I want to do swag. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Piper. Not everybody got a Spurgeon study Bible?
No, everybody got a reader's Bible.
Okay, so we've got a very handsome Spurgeon study Bible. I can tell you because I'm holding this. This thing weighs about 50 pounds. Like our boy Ferdy could do like a leg day with this. So if you're in a pinch and you need to do some lunges or some, you know, some front squats, you could just pick up this handsome hardcover Spurgeon study Bible. All kidding aside, though, this is a wonderful resource. I am super stoked to have mine, and I want to give one to you. But I want to give it to someone who I'm going to give two options. One, if anyone brought me swag of any kinds, and I know that's, and again, I'm opening myself up to certain things because I'm being vulnerable. So if anybody brought me swag of any kinds, oh my goodness, it's raining swag. Let's clap it up for our friends. Oh, this is unbelievable. Everybody come up who brought me swag.
Just come on down. The buses will wait.
Oh my goodness. This is amazing.
I have a question.
Okay.
On the air right now?
On Gut Check. Oh, yeah, I got you.
All right, so we've got a few of these. I hope we have enough.
Dude, I'm going to say what each of these are because I don't want this moment to pass. I want to linger in this moment. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Baby, this is a good moment for you, and I'm going to let you have it.
Double-dipped Oregon chug? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. I feel like Jay-Z right now.
Oh, and there's a present to open.
Hey, good to see you. This is amazing. I'm going to open this present right now, but I'm going to wait until all the swag comes in.
Oh, this is...
Oh, look at this, babe. Look at this. That's tall drink
double,
of water.
That's like a double gift.
Look at that good-looking gentleman. You know what? I'm going to put this on my desk while I do radio for the rest of the program. Amazing. What do we have here?
Hey. Football jersey.
Yes, dude. Pants. Yes. Oh.
I have a hole in them where I got cleated in the rear end. So.
This is your gear?
Yeah.
Dude, no, you need to keep your gear, man, for nostalgic purposes. You got the, oh my goodness.
Pipe, at what point do we start complaining so that this happens to us next time?
Dude, this is incredible. This is pie. I've got a pie?
We've got a pie.
Oh my goodness.
We've got chili cheese Fritos. We've got bumper stickers. We've got dark chocolate covered hazelnuts. We've got Monster Energy.
Two varieties of Monster Energy. We got some Kentucky Derby tumblers.
Something in a bag that.
Baby, I want you to talk right now about how you're feeling. Tell us your innermost feeling.
I feel loved. I feel affirmed. I feel wonderful.
What kind of night is this for
you right now? Can you pass me that amazing thing in the frame down
there?
Yeah,
this is a picture again because Hans Bobie, it's radio, not television. This is a framed photo of one Ronald J. Martin, Ron Martin, our colleague, looking very angsty, very 90s. Look at the scowl.
What do we call that hairstyle? The front is straight bowl cut.
Yeah.
And the back is like stuck my finger in a socket.
Yeah. And then
what do you call it, Ron?
Yeah, what do you call this, Ron?
Dude, it defied
categorization then, and it still does to this day.
Can I ask what you were thinking when you looked in the mirror and were like, yes,
apparently
I'm walking out of the
house. I wasn't really
thinking
about anything at that moment, but
I mean, I realize you don't enjoy reliving these memories, but I enjoy reliving these memories.
I know.
This is amazing. It says, call me scrawny one more time. And the look is very... Piper, describe the look on Ron's face.
That's the price you pay for doing things pre-internet. Not having any idea that things lived on forever.
I would venture to say, if I didn't know this gentleman well, that look would be called aspiring serial killer.
Wow.
I'm going to post a picture of this online just because this is...
Guys, this will be my last podcast.
The reflection.
I'm heading to Florida for a sabbatical here in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
baby, are you eating that pie right now?
Baby, I am. What kind of pie is it?
It's like Reese's peanut butter cup pie. Here, this is.
How do we do little sharesies on that gig?
We're gonna
right
do
now.
Sharesies.
I almost want to pass it around, but I don't want it to get hurt.
No, you can all come up
and appreciate it. Are you gonna eat that on the air?
Yeah, we're gonna eat it on the air. I'm gonna cut this and we're gonna eat it like gentlemen on the air.
Because that's what podcast co-hosts
do. Baby, it's getting time for us to wrap this app, man.
It's going to be radio magic.
It is.
Wrap the whole app?
Yeah, we're getting close.
Boys, listen, before we wrap the app, I want to talk about... All right, man, just real talk for a minute.
All right.
And I got to... I'm going to open my present. Should I open my present?
Roll it out, man.
Okay, I'm going to open my present.
I mean, we don't want to squash the glee that is like emanating from you right now.
This is so good.
I love how Father Christmas down at the other end is totally tapped out on gifts. He's like, whatever. Let's be done with this.
He's like, wrap this up.
Stupid.
Dude, so December 25th in the Martin household at like, 8:35 a.m. He's like,
baby, it's spring. Spring is nowhere near Christmas. These are dark times for me right now.
Wrap it up. Everybody clean up the gifts. Let's get out of here. All right. What do we have here? Some nice, handsome wrapping paper. We've got a Camp Barrical sticker, Camp Barrical alumni sticker. This is going to go on my car. So we've got some special people in the audience tonight, man. So a couple of years ago, I spoke at a camp in Michigan, Camp Barrical, wonderful camp where kids get to come and hear the gospel and have a great time. So let's clap it up for Camp Barrical. If you're from there, just a quick show of hands for my Barrical people. Couple people. So this gift is from them, and it looks like we've got some handsome Camp Barrical pens. These look like very good pens. I'm a kind of a pen aficionado.
Pen snob.
That's going to be great. And look at this, man.
Is that like homemade bread?
This looks like a loaf of homemade bread, which I'm super excited about.
You're not even going to come back for the next episode. You're just going to be sitting in a corner shoveling bread and pie into your face while sucking down Monster Energy.
No, my favorite dessert, pie and bread.
It's actually way sadder. Do you want to hear the way sad version? Me in the hotel room tonight at about 1 a.m. just going bananas on this thing.
It is, man. It's going to be like you and Jim Gaffigan just taking down all that swag you get after your gig.
About two-thirds of this is going to be gone by 1 a.m. tonight. And I can tell you this, having hoisted the Spurgeon Study Bible,
you've worked up an appetite, right?
We're about 50-50 weight-wise, though.
Speaking of that, we forgot to actually give out the Spurgeon Study Bibles because we were overwhelmed with
We did. There were so
the
many
gifts.
People. But if you came up and you brought me swag, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm super pumped. Come up between episodes during the intermission and get your Spurgeon study Bible on. Boys, we have again done what we always do on the program. We've wandered to and fro. This has been a lot of fun. It's sign-off time. I want to get the whole crew on the sign-off. So until next time, Rachel. Hey-o.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.